Shalom Chaverim, Baruch Haba Lachol Mekshavim. This is Dr. Duff Forbes, Rabbi Kehilat HaMashiach B'toch Yisrael.
My dear friends, I have entitled this message number 184, The Delinquent People. 5 centuries before the Common Era, there lived a Greek dramatist and poet named Aeschylus. And I would love to have had a glance at his desk when he wrote these words, which I now quote. Obedience is the mother of success, the wife of safety. Unquote. Why this desire to scan his desk? Because I might expect to find that he had been studying Shofatim, the book of Judges, the 7th book of the Bible. Outside the divine revelation itself, I know of no words more capable of striking instantly right through to the very heart of the message of this most amazing book. Any reader opening the pages of Judges for the first time and previously acquainted with the command the eternal God had given Israel would experience a sense of foreboding and alarm in the reading of the very first chapter. The supreme surgeon of the universe had seen the malignant cancer in Canaan. It threatened the spiritual health of all humanity. Therefore, in his sovereign will, God had chosen Israel as his scalpel to cut out and to cast out utterly that perilous perversion which was making human life and welfare unhealthy and unsafe. Such was the constructive command of God, and such the combative commission of Israel. The curtain rises to a refrain similar to that which overtures the book of Joshua. In Joshua's first verse we read, after the death of Moses. In Judges' first verse, we read, after the death of Joshua. The first chapter then continues the record of the progress of that divine surgery begun under the hand of the one whose death the first verse announces. In the absence of single human leadership, Israel asks the eternal God, who of us shall go up to commence to fight against the Canaanites? A question that suggests the, then, sweet unity that bound together all the tribes of Israel in a common cause and intention. Judah, the messianic tribe, is divinely selected as the spearhead. Judah then calls Simeon to partnership, and the surgery on the Canaanite cancer is resumed. And the outcome? The surgery was not completed. And Israel, through his own wearying waywardness, was himself waylaid by the disease. Now let me preface what I am about to disclose by saying that vast areas of divine revelation are totally concealed from those who are infected with a careless or skeptical attitude to the Holy Scriptures. But, on the other hand, confidence in the integrity of God's Word initiates the believer into innumerable secrets. Here is one such. The intention of the first chapter of Judges is to focus the divine spotlight accurately upon the origin of Israel's infection with a Canaanite cancer, and imperfect obedience is disclosed as the fundamental, the bedrock, cause of the contagion. This disclosure is supported by a most significant structural phenomenon, which appears as a divine watermark, and, like a watermark, is not apparent unless and until held up by the hands of faith to the light of the Spirit of God. There is a Hebrew word root, Yarosh, in which is embedded all the ideas of taking possession and inheriting by dispossessing and driving out the previous tenants. This word root appears exactly 12 times in this first chapter, just as if it were a pertinent reminder to each of the 12 tribes of Israel to whom, both individually and collectively, the command with promise had come. The sequence and summary of the 12 occurrences are also quite revealing. In actual association with this root, 10 tribes are expressly named, a gentle reminder, by association of ideas, of the 10 commandments with the related connotation of obedience. I have previously called your attention to the significance of the number 6, the number of man, and his failure to fulfill. Significantly, therefore, this number 6 reappears here, as the word root is employed 6 times to identify, particularly, 6 tribes for their utter non-observance of the divine command. Those tribes are Benjamin, Manasseh, Ephraim, Zebulun, Asher, Naphtali. Judah, the messianic tribe, was the most active and nearly rendered a full obedience. But the root is twice used of Judah, one positively and one, alas, negatively. Judah, too, fell short of complete obedience. In one verse, our word root appears twice in such a way that 5 usages precede and 5 follow. Moreover, this central employment thus constitutes a poetic apex which pyramids the gravamen of the complaint in these accusing words. And it came to pass, when Israel became strong, that they put the Canaanites to task work, but drive them out they certainly did not drive them out. Unquote. This 28th verse is a key verse, for it unlocks and releases the understanding of all that follows, not only in the book we are currently exploring, but also throughout the whole history of Israel as a nation. And, in addition, it relates to all individual human beings, whether Jewish or Gentile. Obedience is the mother of success, the wife of safety. Yes, Judah, the messianic tribe, failed. Israel, the messianic nation, failed. This is admittedly depressing, but hold. The Holy Spirit is not only the spirit of jarring truth, but also the spirit of joyous hope. And he uses our word root yet again to usher before our wistful eyes an individual, a representative individual, who did not fail. Kalev ben Yefunah. Caleb ben Yefunah, better known in English as Caleb, did expel, as divinely ordered. This eminent man was one of the 12 Nasiim, rulers, or Rashim, heads of Israel, and was one of those who hazarded the prior reconnaissance of the land of Canaan. Caleb brought good report of it, and in face of adverse popular opinion, and in face of threatened opposition, urged the performance of the command of God to enter the land forthwith in reliance upon the divine assurance. Adorning his high social and political rank were his superior moral qualities. He passed to his eternal reward full of honors and full of days. Caleb has a most distinguished record throughout the 28 scripture passages that bring him to our notice. His life and service are characterized by faith, loyalty, courage, and obedience that won him frequent and special mention in the dispatches of heaven. This son of Jephunneh represented the tribe of Judah. However, in the particular sequence in which we currently view him, his representation is surely wider and greater than could be allotted to him by a single tribe. He is part of a ladder of representation, the rungs of which lead up to the throne of God. The partial failure of the messianic tribe, Judah, has another side to it. Judah had a distinguished representative in Caleb, who, as representative, fulfilled that in which Judah failed. Moreover, the whole tribe was thus bathed in the beams of glory won by that representative. Come up the ladder, and behold the messianic nation, Israel. The partial failure of the messianic nation also has another side to it. It is far too little realized that Israel has a distinguished representative who utterly fulfilled that in which Israel failed. And not only is the messianic nation yet bathed in the beams of eternal glory won by that representative, but that same nation will offer themselves willingly in the days of his power, as indicated among other scriptures in Psalm 110. Neither polemics nor perversity can alter the obvious messianic connotation of that Psalm 110 from which I have just quoted. And it is interesting to observe that the psalm is linked to the book of Judges by the distinctive Hebrew root Nadav, which appears in the famous song of Deborah. The word means voluntary action in contradistinction to constraint or compulsion. This was the type of action and attitude which characterized Caleb. This was the type of action and attitude which characterized Messiah. This will be the type of action and attitude which will characterize Israel as a nation when, through the atoning merits of his representative, the Messiah, the faithful God of the New Covenant, I refer you to Jeremiah chapter 31, will restore the messianic nation once more to a last day instrumentality that will not fail. Israel will obey, not in a dead reluctance grudgingly, but in a delightful exuberance which will be wholesomely contagious, and which, by the power of God, will favorably impregnate the world. Judges in reverse. Maybe that day is not so very far away.
Yivarecha Adonai v'yishmerecha, Ya'er Adonai panav eilecha v'hunecha, Yisar Adonai panav eilecha, v'yaseim lecha, Shalom. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.